For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Along with elections for the state legislature and Congress this November, Kentuckians will weigh in on Marcy's Law, which would amend the state constitution to create new rights for crime victims. But a group of criminal defense lawyers says they'll sue to keep Marcy's Law off the ballot, saying the language Kentuckians will see on Election Day is too vague. Kentucky Public Radio's Rylan Barton has more.
I got online and found out where, you know, Johnny was, the gentleman that murdered my grandson, just by accident.
Catherine Milliner's grandson, Tony, died when he was 4 years old. Her daughter's boyfriend was charged with murdering him, and as a 3-year trial unfolded, she wanted to keep tabs on every step of the case, including the whereabouts of the accused.
I wanted him to think every day about what he did to my grandson. I wanted him to have nightmares, wake up in a cold sweat of how he left that baby.
Milliner is advocating for an amendment to the Kentucky Constitution called Marcy's Law. It would require courts to notify victims when a defendant is released from custody, give them the right to testify at court proceedings, and the right to restitution from those convicted of committing a crime against them. Marcy's Law has been added to the constitutions of 6 other states and will be on the ballot in 5 states this fall. In November, all Kentucky voters will see this question on the ballot.
Are you in favor of providing constitutional rights to victims of crime, including the right to be treated fairly, with dignity and respect, and the right to be informed and to have a voice in the judicial process?
But some people say that language is too vague. David Ward is president of the Kentucky Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. He says his organization will sue to keep Marcy's Law off the ballot this fall, arguing that the ballot question doesn't adequately represent what changes would be made to the Constitution.
When they are asked whether they think that victims should be treated with dignity and respect, I mean, heck, everybody agrees with that. I certainly agree with that.
One of the most significant parts of Marcy's Law would give crime victims standing in court. That means victims can hire personal attorneys to participate in the proceedings to make sure their rights are being recognized. But Ward said that creates an equal protection issue because poor people won't be able to afford attorneys to speak for them.
Why should this just be rights for rich folks? Why should only people with money be able to hire their lawyers to go in and advocate on their behalf in a criminal case, you know, as victims?
Some of the rights included in Marcy's Law, like right to restitution and notification of court proceedings, are already enshrined in regular state law, just not in the Constitution. Ashley Christensen with Marcy's Law Kentucky says putting it into the state constitution will make sure those rights are recognized.
The statutory Bill of Rights that we have in place now is unenforceable. So although it's a good Bill of Rights, it doesn't do a whole lot of good when it can't be enforced.
Marcy's Law was named for a Californian murdered by her ex-boyfriend in 1983. Her family pushed for the measure after running into her accused killer in a grocery store after he'd been released on bail. The bill passed the legislature overwhelmingly this spring, and bill sponsor, Senator Whitney Westerfield, argues the language clearly describes how the amendment would alter the state constitution.
I think that matches up pretty darn close, short of reciting every single right, which I would be happy to have done, but that's a lengthy question.
Westerfield says the ballot question has been properly vetted and no one raised concerns over its clarity.
No one's ever said, hey, you should expound and elaborate on the ballot question and go into more detail and lay out each of the rights. No one's ever asked me that. I would have considered that.
The most common way to try and keep an amendment question off the ballot is to argue that it addresses multiple subjects, which is not allowed under the state constitution. But University of Louisville law professor Sam Markison says he doesn't think the Marcy's Law question has that problem.
It's about one particular subject. Whether they could try to argue that it's inherently vague, whether they could try to argue that it does not give the voters enough information about what they're actually voting on, they might try to argue that.
And as for arguing that the question is too vague,
my guess would be it would be an uphill climb because the courts are very reluctant. The courts are reluctant to stand in the way of the voters' right to express themselves using the ballot initiative or the constitutional amendment process.
If the ballot language survives a legal challenge, a majority of Kentuckians have to vote in favor of it on Election Day for Marcy's Law to become part of the Constitution. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.